fun together.
Your Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox City College.
It is time for a Wiley Wednesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers and Scott Giese with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right, plenty to talk about here on a Wednesday. We've got an open line program. Tomorrow we have a really interesting show. We're going to do something tomorrow we haven't done in a long time. We're going to bring Zoom Base Alpha out of mothballs.
Look out.
Look out. We're going to split up here. Yours truly is going to be over at Bloomsburg University. Well, okay. Commonwealth University, Bloomsburg campus.
That's right. Get it straight.
You got to get it. That's what it is now. All right. You got to get it. You know, Commonwealth University, Lock Haven campus. Okay. They can actually hear us up in Lock Haven on the air. So there we are. But I'll be over at Bloomsburg tomorrow.
Good morning, Lock Haven.
I was asked a while back an event I've taken part in before, the Pennsylvania School Press Association. PSPA. This is high school journalists in newspaper and yearbook and broadcast and some other things. They do some events every fall around the state where they have competitions, which is actually pretty cool. And they have special speakers about, you know, for the kids about various journalistic things. And somebody reached out to me a number of weeks ago and said, "Hey, Scott, can you come over here and do something about radio and podcasting?" I said, "Okay, why not?" All right, not getting paid, is none of that stuff. I have friends at Bloomsburg. I thought, all right, why not? So I'm going to take myself over there tomorrow, but my gig doesn't happen until a little later in the morning. So we're going to bring out Zoom Base Alpha. And so my buddy the Ironhead will be here in the studio. I'll be over in Bloomsburg. Thank you, Zoom Base Alpha. We do have a guest from Bloomsburg. I'm looking. We're gonna lighten up a little bit tomorrow. All right.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a professor of mathematics that's going to join me. You're thinking, okay.
This is your idea of lightening up, huh?
Well, this particular...
You and I have very different definitions.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
He is... we're going to talk about math maybe a little bit, okay? But he's also a crossword puzzle creator. And he has come up, using mathematics, he has come up with unique ways to put together crossword puzzles.
Well, that's cool.
Okay. Now, if you like crossword puzzles, I'm assuming some people do.
I love it.
He's going to describe, you know, how he does this. You know, why is he such a big crossword fan? Where can you find his crossword puzzle? So that's kind of lighter. I thought, all right. When they offered that one to me, I'm like, all right, that's different. That's something different. So we're going to talk with that professor tomorrow. And then also our friend back here in the studio, our friend Dave Gertis from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau is going to join my buddy here, talk about sort of the impact on the impact of tourism on our area. Now, by that point, I have to go do my session tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to be leaving early. If I could ask Dave a question, and I'm assuming you probably will, it's simply, with all of the craziness, angst of the Penn State football team recently, any effect on tourism? I would be curious for Dave's answer. All right? I just, you know, maybe it's had no effect at all, or it will have no effect at all, but maybe it might.
I could ask him that.
It's up to you.
The question I was going to ask him, obviously, is, are you getting enough roughage in your diet? But I could throw. I mean, yours probably has some, you know, significance to it.
I'll be way over there, so I won't hear the answer.
All right.
But I'd be very curious for Dave's response
yes.
about
As the entire planet will be.
Folks, you had to be listening yesterday, all right? If you were, you're laughing right now, okay? That's good. We appreciate that. Maybe we'll get more into the roughage later in the show. Also later in the show, now, yesterday we had a pile of calls, which is great. We love that. We really do, obviously. I was going to unveil my plan to totally change healthcare in this country, and I'm being sincere, not a joke. And we started talking about it yesterday, and then we got a call, then we got another call, then we got another call, then we got another call. And by the time the show was over, I never actually gave my solution on health care in this country. I never got that far. We ran out of time. I will unveil it later. Okay, so stay tuned. We'll see if it flies. I don't know. Very autumnal once again this morning. And, you know, a lot of folks want to know, okay, what's winter going to be like? Oh, what's winter around here? What's winter going to be like?
And probably pretty hot, humid, you know, same old, same old.
If you're in Florida, maybe, or someplace. Maybe not around here. Well, I've got this story here. This is from Fox Weather. Doing a comparison between, remember, there are two Farmer's Almanacs, not one. All right, there's two of them with slightly different names. And then NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, apparently recently came out with what they think is going to happen this winter.
Show theirs in an ark. It's Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark. That's good. Well, I'm looking at theirs. A map. It's got some arcs on it, so you might be onto something.
See?
There.
See?
It says here the northern part of the country, which would not necessarily be us, the northern part of the country is going to have a cold winter.
Ooh.
The southern part of the country is going to be warmer than average. That's interesting. So as I'm reading this map, if I'm reading it right, our neighborhood is going to be average. Now, I'm not exactly sure what that means. This is about temperatures. Our weather is going to be average.
Average.
Like an average winter.
All right, then.
Now, remember, there's two Farmer's Almanacs. There's the old Farmer's Almanac, which originally came out in 1792.
And then there's the Young Spring Chicken Almanac.
I haven't seen that one.
Huh?
Really? Okay, I have to look that one up. Then there's just the Farmer's Almanac. So there's the old farmers, and then there's the farmers. Maybe that's the one.
The youngsters aren't represented.
Maybe that's the one you're talking about.
Huh.
The Farmer's Almanac came out in 1818. That's still a long time ago, folks. Okay. The old Farmer's Almanac says for the country this winter will be, it says here, calm and gentle. All right. Meanwhile, the Farmer's Almanac says it's going to be a wetter than average winter. And obviously in cold places, wetter would mean snow, as in more snow. So let's see. NOAA says, again, we're going to have an average winter. Okay. The Farmer's Almanac has Pennsylvania as a cold, snow-filled winter. And actually, it says if you go over to Lake Ohio, to the so-called Midwest, it says very cold and snowy. Whoa. Okay. And then you've got the old Farmer's Almanac that claims for our neighborhood it's going to be primarily cold and dry. So it's going to be cold, but not that much precipitation. Now, folks, do you understand why we're all confused? That's three different predictions, and they're all totally different. Just listen to our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com.
This would be wise.
Okay? Just listen to Joe. We had him on, obviously, yesterday, or we had him on Monday. He'll join us again next Monday. We'll stick with Joe. All right, we will stick with Joe's predictions for whatever winter is going to bring us. All right, lots of concerns out there. You already know this. This is interesting. Now, sometimes you got to track certain statistics, and they tell you something. Now, at first glance, you're thinking, oh, really? If you dig a little deeper, like, oh, really? Okay. Eagle Foods is a food production company based in Cleveland. You have heard of at least one of the Eagle Foods brands. It's called Hamburger Helper. This is interesting for the month of August. Hamburger Helper, year over year sales up 14.5%. Now that is significant. That's a leap. All right, compared August of 24 to August of 25. Hamburger Helper sales up 14.5%. And the reasoning is people are trying to stretch their food dollars. And so they're making a return to good old-fashioned Hamburger Helper. Mr. Ironhead, I don't want to get too personal, but do you do Hamburger Helper at your house?
I have not.
Really? Okay. I'll be honest, I haven't done it in a long time. But I like Hamburger Helper. You get a pound of meat, a pound of ground beef, and you get the box of stuff, and you get some water or maybe milk in there, and you mix it around, and you got, I would say, you got a decent meal. Now, I guess my only question is, would that be a, one of the buzzwords right now, would that be a highly processed food? What do you think? It's in a box. All right, so you got the pasta in a box, and then you've got the spices usually in like a little bag. Would that be a highly processed food? Because we're supposed to stay away from those. It's supposed to be unhealthy. RFK Jr. is not a fan. Okay. Otherwise, frankly, I've got some ground beef in the freezer at home. I wouldn't mind trying a box of Hamburger Helper. I like Hamburger Helper. Now, some people, as soon as they see Hamburger Helper, they go into convulsions. Oh, my God. Come on, it's not that bad. All right, it's not that bad. Just a thought. Hamburger Helper sales up. Okay, there's something to, I don't know, worry about. Then we have this next one, and I wish this weren't happening, but there it is. Whoop, let me see. Here we go. The Penn State Lionettes. Now, you've seen them if you've been to a game. They're the dance team. Those girls are really good. All right? They've got the great dance moves, and, you know, they look terrific and all this sort of thing. The Lionettes do more than just, you know, perform at games. They like to take part in competitions. Well, this year apparently is a little different. Caught this on X Twitter yesterday. So we'll give these folks, if you will, a free plug. Nikki Romano is the captain of the Penn State Lionettes. She put out a message on Instagram recently calling on Penn State fans to help them out with fundraising so that they can go to the national competition this season. Apparently, in the past, Penn State Athletics always covered the cost of them going to nationals. But, of course, if you're at Penn State or if you followed this at all, there have been budget cuts across the university. Sports, yep. Academics, yep. Some other things, yep. And so, apparently, the funding for the Lionettes to go to their national competition got pulled. And so now they're asking just Penn State fans, hey, can you help us fundraise so this year's team can go to nationals? Now, folks, you can do a little web searching and you can, you know, find out the appropriate place to donate if you want to. But I just saw that yesterday. I thought, yeah, I'm not surprised. All right, budget cuts. And now the Lionettes, who, again, are really good, have to find, I don't know, God forbid, do a hoagie sale or something so they can find, almost like a high school team, you know, so you can find the funding to go to national competition. Yeah, there's a part of me that rubs me the wrong way. I don't see, you know, the hockey team having to do a hoagie sale so they can go to competitions and stuff. Is the wrestling team, do they do hoagie sales? All right, Mr. Wrestling, do they do this?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either, so... Lionettes apparently have to go down that road. Speaking of food, all right, we have Coca-Cola. All right, for those of you that like Coca-Cola out there, you might remember a while back, President Trump says, hey, Coca-Cola, why are you still using high fructose corn syrup to sweeten your sodas? You should use good old-fashioned cane sugar. All right, and of course some people are like, what's Trump talking about soda for? That's ridiculous. Well, according to one story, Coke with cane sugar has started to appear in U.S. stores. So the next time you go to the store and you maybe like Coca-Cola, I will assume that somewhere on the can or the bottle or something, it'll say, now made with cane sugar. Okay, watch out for that. Now, the interesting thing about this story, we pointed out a while back, Coke, of course, sells Coke all over the world. In other countries, the Coke that they drink is made with cane sugar and apparently has been for some time. It's only the Coke here in our country where they use high fructose corn syrup. And every time I've seen that mentioned, it's supposed to be bad for your health. Bad for your health. Oh, not good. So Coke has been making Coke with cane sugar a very long time. They just don't sell it here. Well, get ready, all right, if you cane sugar fans, here we go. It's coming to a store near you. Hoo-hoo. I don't know if cane sugar, fructose, corn syrup, 6-1, half dozen the other, shouldn't drink that stuff all the time. All right, you already know that. All right, did you see the pictures yesterday at the White House? They are starting this renovation. All right, Donald Trump and friends are putting in this glitzy ballroom. Or that when it's finished, it's going to be a glitzy ballroom. They're tearing down part of the East Wing of the White House to build this nice, I've seen pictures, looks really nice looking ballroom.
That's what a king would do.
Oh! Okay, you're helping them out. Very nice. So the next protest, we're going to be seeing pictures of the White House.
Sounds very kingish.
Now, okay, now keep in mind, now hold on a second.
Yeah.
Sounds very kingish. If you were a king and you were building a new ballroom on your palace or something like that,
I would make the peasants pay for it.
I was going to say, who's going to pay for this?
Well, that's
the peasants.
The peasants,
okay. Well, in this particular case, not one peasant dollar is said to be used for this ballroom. Apparently, Trump and friends, in other words, private donors, are going to fork up the $200 million for this ballroom. All right, I guess we should all be applauding. That sounds great. Now, I just know, people are going to be scrutinizing this project from now until the day it's actually finished, trying desperately to find somewhere where tax dollars actually got used to, I don't know, put in a toilet or something in this building so that they can say, aha, see, we know it, peasants. Well, they might not use that term, but watch this, all right? Watch your media over the next, I didn't get a timeline on this, like how long is it going to take them to build this thing? I mean, folks, it is mid-October.
I don't think it'll be finished until well into his third term.
What? Stop. Just stop now. All right. You'll be like these folks. I caught this. The New York Post. Now, the New York Post is a conservative publication. All right. Newspaper. Apparently, they had a picture. I don't know if it was today or yesterday. Gail King is on CBS. She does. She's one of the people that does the morning show on CBS TV. And apparently recently she was on a flight to somewhere, and by chance, Jesse Waters, who is from Fox News, was on the same flight, just by chance.
Dun, dun, dun.
Of course, no surprise, they were both in first class. They were not back in economy.
Huh.
But, they obviously recognized each other. And at one point, at least, they were sitting next to each other, I guess, and Gail King takes a selfie of herself and Jesse Waters, like right behind her, and they're smiling, looks like they're having a good time, you know, enjoying the flight or whatever. Well, Gail apparently made the mistake of putting this picture on social media.
Oh, no.
That was a mistake because folks, frankly, from the political left went wild. How on earth could you take a picture of yourself with Jesse Waters?
How dare you try to communicate with somebody who doesn't have the same viewpoints as you?
I mean, come on. Come on, folks, okay? If I was, all right, I can't say I'm a big fan of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'm not. She and I probably disagree on virtually everything. But if I was on a flight and she was on a flight and we happened to know each other, which we don't, Would I take a picture of myself with AOC? Yeah, I probably would. What the heck? Hey, look, it's me and AOC. And we're smiling, at least for briefly, we're having a good time. What's wrong with that? All right, some of you just, you're consumed by politics. You got to stop that. It's going to shorten your life, and it won't solve anything. Just don't do that.
Also, if it does bother you, hey, here's an idea.
Okay.
Go find something else to look at. There's a whole, you wouldn't believe all of the different elements that are available on the internet.
Yes.
If you see something that, I don't know why those two people, why you would care one way or the other, but if you see something at two people and you, I don't know why that person would be with that person, okay, and then what you could do is just keep scrolling and go look at the next picture. Voila! Your day isn't impacted at all.
How about that?
What? it is amazing. Your line on it is amazing what passes as controversial, what provokes reactions from people. The Kristen Bell thing, if you've been following that at all, with Dax Shepard, they celebrated their anniversary, and she takes to social media, and folks, if it is something that you don't find amusing, and fine, I could see where some people, depending on your circumstance, and I don't have the exact, but it was like, I knew Dak was the one for me when he told me he wasn't going to murder me with the number of murders that occur. He would not be one of those people in domestic. And apparently it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and so people, well, way to be tone deaf. Okay, and your life is actually impacted how, again? It's not. Stop pretending that it is. Not everybody shares the same sense of humor. That's fine. Why? There's nothing funny about it. Okay, fine. Then scroll on. Make a mental note to yourself. Boy, I don't think that Kristen Bell is as funny as I thought she was. Or I don't think she's funny at all. Okay, cool. You don't need to comment. You don't need to let her or anybody else. You can just go on with your life. Mm-hmm. It is really possible to do that.
Yeah.
The number of things. Did you see the Kirk Herbstreit? Again, what causes controversy? Kirk lost his dog. Football commentator. I think most in our audience would know this, but Kirk Herbstreit, well known on ESPN Game Day, does college and NFL games, and was in Cincinnati getting ready for the Bengals-Steelers game. Ugh. I have to relive this again.
Move on.
Posted something on social media with his new dog, Peter. And Peter, Scott, you are sitting down.
Peter the dog, okay.
Yeah.
What did Peter
in the
do?
Video,
yeah.
Kirk Herbstreit has Peter playing fetch in the hallway of a hotel. And
what?
People are, you should never have a dog unleashed. One fan. Are you even aware of dog allergies and what you could be doing? It's like, folks, first of all, the hotel clearly allows dogs. If Peter is well trained, and I'm assuming he is. I don't know this. I haven't even seen the video. Just stumbled twice.
He's a young dog.
The story.
Young dog.
Yes. And the number of dog attack, people who have been attacked by dogs, do better, Herbstreit. Folks, again, you're not impacted by this. You weren't at the hotel. Why in the hell do you care? Why do you feel the need? Well, I've got to let people know. I don't think Kirk Herbstreit's doing the right thing with his dog.
Yeah.
And by the way, just the different reactions, even just to the dog part of it. We have again, generally speaking, do I think, yep, dogs should be on leashes? Yes. Are there owners and dogs who are in simpatico and are so good, the dog is so good at listening that they don't need a yes. Again, we have an amazing dog in our neighborhood. The overwhelming majority of dogs, like ours, need the leash.
Yeah.
Squirrel,
yeah.
Wow!
Yes.
It's holding on for dear life. So, fine. But also, depends where you're at, right? My parents are way up on a mountainside that the dogs, they know to stay around. That there's nobody up there. They can run around. Dogs must always be on a leash. Well, no.
No.
Now, it depends where you're at, what your situation is. Obviously, if you have a fenced-in yard, you're fine. Like, the whole... So, just stop with the trying to... I am just fed up. I really am with... There are people that make all kinds of decisions. I'm like, huh, I wouldn't make that decision. And... It's impacting my life not at all that you're making that decision. No. And so what I may make a quick mental note. Boy, I wouldn't do that. And then I'm capable of just going on with my day, not commenting on the person's choice to do something that I wouldn't do. I am pretty sure there's lots of things I do that people are like, man, Ironhead, why in the world would you do that?
Yeah.
I wonder myself, Ironhead, why are you doing this? But if it actually doesn't impact you, Kirk Herbstreit, well, yeah, but someday I might be on a hotel floor with Kirk Herbstreit, or he might be influencing somebody out there. Okay. If you run into that situation, confront it then, would be my suggestion. Until then, go live your life. And quit thinking that you have to comment on everything.
Does anybody use the term busybody anymore? Because that's exactly what you just described.
Well, right. Yes, and I am worked up. I won't get into it now. I will get into it at some point.
Okay.
I despise homeowners associations.
Uh-oh.
And we,
Here we
are part of a homeowners association.
Oh, boy.
God, is it annoying.
Let's quickly take a break because we have
to. Wise idea, yes.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have our sports segment, interesting things there. Later on, I guess we'll find out about homeowners associations. We'll solve the health care crisis.
And we have 250 new pets at our house. I'll have to share that story.
What?
Coming up. Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Folks, you don't want to go anywhere. I don't know what the heck that was. We will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel. But a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Let's talk here on a Wednesday morning, right smack dab in the middle of the week. It's Jeff and Scott with you. We take a chunk of sports in the second segment each morning, and this happens to be the aforementioned second segment. Penn State football with a bye week this week. The Nittany Lions are winless in the Big Ten and have lost four straight. Penn State will visit top-ranked Ohio State in a noon kickoff on November 1st. The Buckeyes are undefeated and also have a bye week this week. The Nittany Lions apparently installing a new offense. The offense was not made available in the viewing portion of the practice.
That had people all wound up yesterday.
And, yes, wishbone, here we come, baby! So we'll just see how everything plays out. There's a lot. We'll get into the coaching. It is amazing the different perspectives and the different thoughts that are out there, and I mean wildly disparate thoughts on what needs to happen with this next hire. I think it is safe to say, not surprisingly, that there is nobody, there is not a name out there where it is going to be universally woohoo cheered on by Nittany Nation. No matter who it is, there is going to be a substantial portion of the fan base that's like, oh no. Right from the outset, they'll be pessimistic. And no matter who it is, there will be a faction of the fan base that is very optimistic. And all right, we got the right guy. And then, regardless of who it is, we'll just see together how it all plays out. This is our impressive news of the day. The PIAA State Golf Championships. They'll continue today with the team championships on the line today at the Penn State golf courses. You have the boys and girls AAA and the boys and girls AA fields. The individual tournaments wrapped up yesterday. Folks, St. Joseph's Madison Koshko won the PIAA state title for St. Joseph's in the girls' AA tournament. She shot a 68 in each round to finish with a gold medal, winning 8 under 136.
Wow.
That is the best score turned in by any individual. One other, the boys' winner on the AAA side also 8 under. Those were the best scores by any individuals in the field. So she tied for the best score period in the championships. Madison Koshko is now a two-time PIAA state champion. You may remember she won the title last year. She again rallied. She was down two shots with two holes to go last year. This year, she was down three shots with six holes to go, and she ends up winning by two strokes. Actually, ends up winning by three over the person that was ahead of her. But wins by two over the runner-up in the event. So Madison Koshko, now a two-time PIAA state champion for St. Joseph. She's also a four-time District 6 champion. She'll be heading to Penn State next year. I think Penn State should be pretty excited about that.
Yes.
She also finished sixth as a freshman and fifth as a sophomore at the PIAA state championships. Again, the tournament continues with the team play today at the Penn State golf courses. Yesterday in the girls AA, again, Madison Koshko, St. Joseph's wins it. Kate Sowers of West Middlesex ends up taking second at 6 under, and Alyssa Zhang, who had the lead going into those final six holes from Shadyside Academy, ended up finishing third at 5 under. And if you're wondering, well, anybody there to bring up the future for St. Joseph's? Well, yeah, Olivia Koshko, a sophomore, and yes, Madison's sister, fifth at the PIAA state tournament yesterday with a 6 over. Man, that is
that's darn good.
Very cool stuff. Carson Kitzley of Chapel Hill won the individual AAA boys title with an 8 under 136. Jack Sacrapont of Greater Latrobe was second, one shot back, and Charlie Barrickman of Unionville was third, two shots back. State College's Luke McGraw finished in a tie for ninth at 2 over par. State High's Charlie Ladrido was tied for 41st with a 10 over par score. In the AA boys tournament, Cole Powell of Scranton Prep was the winner with a 7 under par 137. Anthony Labota of Fairview took second. He was two strokes back. Luke Sikora of Greensburg-Salem was third, three shots back. Sutter County's best finisher was Phillipsburg Osceola's Jake Lucas. He finished in 71st place with a score of 29 over par. In the girls' AAA tournament, Maya Morgan of Elizabeth Forward took the title with a 3 under 141. Kaylee Roberts of Phoenixville was second, four shots back. And Piper Smith of Warwick took third, finishing six strokes back of the lead. And again, team championships on tap today at the Penn State golf courses. The Penns Valley girls soccer team falling to top-seeded Cambria Heights in the District 6 AA playoffs last night, 2-0. The Lady Highlanders dominated play in the first half. Penns Valley did put out a valiant defensive effort in the second half, but the Lady Rams see their season come to an end with the loss in the district quarterfinals. Cambria Heights will move on to host Juniata in the semifinals on Monday. Juniata, a 2-1 winner over Penn Cambria yesterday. In the District 6 boys AA soccer quarterfinals tonight, Bald Eagle area will host Cambria Heights. The Eagles are the 4 seed, while the Highlanders are the 5 seed. Tonight's game will get underway at 8 p.m. That will follow the 6 o'clock game at Bald Eagle area as well, which will have Penns Valley, the 2 seed, taking on Central Cambria, which comes in as the 7 seed. The St. Joseph's boys soccer team will have a District 6 semifinal game tonight. St. Joe's is the 3rd seed and will face 2nd seeded Bishop Carroll. That'll be an 8 o'clock kickoff at Mansion Park in Altoona tonight. The winner will face Westmont Hilltop after the top-seeded Hilltoppers defeated Mount Union last night 4-0. The State College girls volleyball team closing out its regular season with a 3-1 victory over Trinity yesterday. State High will head to the PIAA state playoffs as the District 6 champion. The only Quad A team.
You say they were the only team
in the district. They have an overall record of 14-3. They keep winning the District 6 title.
That's incredible.
Penn State men's tennis team wrapped up play at the ITA Northeast Regional Championship yesterday at Princeton University. Penn State sophomore Raya Hattori advanced to the second round of the main draw to lead the Penn State contingent. Hattori also teamed up with David Lindsay for a first-round doubles victory as well. Penn State junior Matt DeMarsico has been named the Big Ten Hockey First Star of the Week. DeMarsico scored 3 goals and had 6 points in the series sweep of LIU last weekend. The fifth-ranked Nittany Lions now 5-1 and getting ready to host Stonehill in games Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 6 p.m. at Pagola Ice Arena. Penn State will then open up Big Ten play at Ohio State Halloween weekend.
Oh, boy.
That's scary. Looking forward to that. The Penn State women's hockey team receiving plenty of accolades from the AHA. Tessa Janicki has been named the conference's forward of the week. Danica Maynard is the defenseman of the week, and Katie Deesa is the goaltender of the week. The Nittany Lions sweeping a pair of games from Mercyhurst and now 8-0 on the season, ranked 6th in the latest coaches poll. Penn State will host Lindenwood for AHA games on Friday and Saturday afternoon this weekend. Friday's game will be at 2 o'clock. Saturday's at 1 o'clock at Pagola Ice Arena. And more good news for Tessa Janicki. The senior forward has been named to the Team USA Rivalry Series roster. This will be the third time she is involved in the Ice Hockey Federation Women's World Championships. She has 2 gold medals to her credit. She scored the golden goal a year ago. Janicki, again, will be part of the series for the fourth year. Series will open up in Cleveland on November 6th, and then there will be a game in Buffalo on November 8th. Also, games on December 10th and December 13th. Those final games will be in Edmonton. And she'll miss some practice time, but it does not look like she'll miss any of the Penn State games. It just works out that the Nittany Lions don't have games scheduled concurrently with the rivalry series. So unlikely that she will miss any games as a result, just a little practice time. Folks, I mean, what a night for your Pittsburgh Penguins. Penguins picking up a third straight victory, defeating Vancouver 5-1. Take that, Canucks.
Wow.
But it was a milestone night for Penguins hockey. Sidney Crosby scored his 4th goal of the season, and he became the franchise's all-time points leader with 1,896. He passed some fella by the name of Mario Lemieux. Who knows? Some fella from way back.
Yeah.
Yes, surpassing Mario Lemieux. That is remarkable. And Chris Letang recorded his 600th career assist last night as well. Justin Brazow continues to impress. He had another goal for the Penguins last night. He has been red hot here at the start of the season. Again, Penguins now 5-2 and riding a 3-game win streak. And we went over it yesterday, but high school football coming up this Friday night. State College will wrap up the regular season with a big one. The 8-1 Little Lions will visit 7-2 Bishop McDevitt. Also, on Friday night, the other 4 Center County teams will be home. Belfont, 3-6 on the year, will take on 1-8 Greater Johnstown. Bald Eagle Area, will entertain Central Cambria in a battle of 4 and 5 teams. Fallsburg Osceola is also 4 and 5. The Mounties will host 2 and 7 Bedford, and Penns Valley will welcome Westmont Hilltop. The Rams are 1 and 8, while the Hilltoppers are 0 and 9 on the season. And we'll have more on the wrestling coming up tomorrow and Friday, but a big weekend on the wrestling front ahead of the upcoming season for Penn State. 7 Nittany Lions. That has to be a misprint. 7 Nittany Lions will be competing in the Under-23 World Championships this weekend, and RAF 2, Real American Freestyle 2, will be held at the Bryce Jordan Center on Saturday night, and we'll have a strong Penn State and Nittany Lion Wrestling Club flavor to that event as well. Get a little taste of wrestling with the Nittany Lions set to open the season on November 14th at the Bryce Jordan Center against Oklahoma, the first of 3 meets at the BJC this year for Cale Sanderson's squad.
That should be a good one.
Should be. Yeah, Oklahoma, if you were not paying attention during the offseason, they brought in, I'm not sure the exact number, over half of their roster will be transfer wrestlers who have had varying degrees of success, but NCAA tournament qualifiers anyway, added to their roster. It's a revamped roster, but they're going to be solid top to bottom this year. Will Oklahoma be? And again, that meet will be November 14th at the Jordan Center to kick things off for the Nittany Lions, who I dare say there are some people that think they could be pretty good this year. The expectations seem to be fairly high.
The hype.
Yet again for Penn State wrestling.
Let's watch out for the hype.
What could possibly go wrong when you have high expectations in these parts? Although they seem to have done a pretty good job, too, living up to those expectations.
Now, again, David Taylor's at Oklahoma State.
Correct.
He's the coach at Oklahoma State.
Yes, that is not Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State, not a good football season, fired their coach. I'm sure they're the Cowboys.
Yeah,
they're looking forward to the wrestling season, right?
Yeah, there's been now 9 firings in college football since the season started. And we still have, obviously, a ways to go. That is already a record for most firings during a college football season. I'm talking D1, you know, the highest level, FBS. So 9 coaches already let go. The previous record was 7, and that was just a few years ago, back in 2022. So already 9, and depending on what happens here over the next couple of weeks, I will not be even mildly surprised if we get to double digits. I'll actually be surprised if we get to the end of the year and we're not in double digit firings, if there's not any more between now and then.
Well, the complexion of Division One football is totally different now.
That just is. For sure.
Yeah.
And we'll get into just the reactions. Different people are throwing out, hey, fans, what do you think about this guy? And with everyone that is thrown out, there's like a faction of the fans that are like, yes, that's who we need. And then everyone, it's like, no, not that guy. And for various reasons on all of it, or Urban Meyer, yes, we need to win. Oh, my God, no. Manny Diaz, yes, we need to bring him back. And no, my God, it's a defensive-oriented coach. This is an offensive-oriented era. I mean, and right on down the line. It is just every name that's out there. Yes, that's the guy we need. No, we can't allow that one to be. Okay. I mean, somebody's going to be the next head coach, folks.
Lucky guy, I guess.
I'm telling you.
All right, let's take a break. And we'll come back. We have open line time. If you think you know who the lucky guy's going to be, you can call in and tell us, and we'll either say yes or we'll say no or something.
It is a little disheartening. I put my call in last Monday. I still have yet to hear from Pat Kraft.
Oh.
I even sent him my resume.
I would say don't hold your...
My resume is that I have watched a lot of football.
Oh, there you go.
And I have given a lot of expert opinion.
You're qualified. Yeah, okay.
Expert in air quotes. Expert opinion over the years. I know what it takes for this team to win. They need to tackle.
Yes.
Don't let the quarterback run down the middle of the field. Tackle him.
Don't let anybody else run down the middle of the field.
That would be my strategy. On offense. Yes. Touchdowns!
Oh.
We need more touchdowns!
Yes.
Drives that finish with 6 points. Run to the end zone, I tell them. Throw the ball to the end zone, I tell them.
Okay.
Catch the ball in the end zone.
Okay.
Pretty good offensive strategy.
You're looking...
I mean, come on, guys.
You've got some definite...
Offensive line? Block! Block those guys in front of you. Don't let your quarterback get sacked. Open up holes for your running backs. Folks, I have this down.
Folks,
I know what needs to be done.
We may have found the guy.
They just need to give me a call.
Okay, we may have found the guy.
And I think I'm willing to do it. Only $5 million a year.
Oh, my
In today's college football world, bargain basement prices. $5 million touchdowns on offense, tackling them on defense. And here's the other thing. Kick it between the uprights if you're the field goal kicker.
Oh.
You know, tell them every day of practice.
Don't miss that one.
Between the uprights.
Yes.
Into the end zone with the kickoffs. I'm not even messing with the returns. I know you can't. Nope. We're just going into the end zone every time. Not messing with it.
Okay.
And on the return game, run it all the way back.
Oh.
Just go ahead all the way to the other goal line.
That's a good
strategy.
Don't
stop until you cross the goal line.
Okay, we need to take a break.
Okay. I have it down, though.
Make sure your phone is on.
I'm waiting for the call. Looking at it right now. Still no call.
Pat? Okay. Folks, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll let you talk about that. And we've got some interesting things to discuss. We'll do all of that when we come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebrationville of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News & World Report 2025 ranked Celebrationville of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now, that's a great accolade. Celebrationville of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family members' needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open at 814-954-7266. So at our house, we have Kenai the dog, Oriana and Morgan the cats. Morgan and Oriana combined probably weigh about 12 pounds. And Kenai, in the low 70s, depending on the day, anywhere between 70 and 75 pounds.
Oh, all right.
The two cats terrorize the aforementioned Kenai the dog.
Oh, is that right?
He will cower in fear of the two cats. We also have an axolotl, which we have grown very fond of. Axolotl now in his new big tank home and living the good life.
Does he have a name?
That would be Clyde, the axolotl. Clyde Alexander, to be specific.
Okay.
So Clyde Alexander is the most recent addition until yesterday. Unbeknownst to us, we have 250 additional pet friends now.
Oh, my.
I'm not exactly sure how many of them are still living. We'll have to assess that at some point.
What did you do to them?
Over the course of the next day. But we had a very busy day yesterday, and I get a notification from my wife that she got a notification from a company that our shipment was on the way. And our shipment would arrive sometime before 9 p.m. yesterday. The shipment is 250 crickets. Now, mind you, over the weekend,
okay,
we had been researching crickets, and we were fascinated by them to the extent that we went out and caught a couple of crickets. And brought them in and put them in a nice little habitat that we arranged for them.
A couple.
In our house. And at one point we had four. We got it down to two. Now we have 252.
Whoa.
Is what we have.
Okay.
So if you're wondering how the... So the Mad Turtle orders them, unbeknownst to us.
Oops. Okay, that's not good.
And... Why 250? We still have not been able to ascertain. There's did not seem to be any reasoning behind that number that was ordered. Exactly what we're planning to do with them remains also a little unclear at the moment. But here is the other thing that I found very interesting. So, I'm like, well, how do they how do you get the 250 crickets? Well, I don't know, but we're going to have a package. So we get home. We didn't get home until, well, actually, the Mad Turtle and I had to make a run after our rock climbing excursion, which followed the pumpkin decorating contest. Yeah. More on that coming up.
Okay.
But
wow.
For scouts, so we didn't get home. We had to pick up the... We had a 10-gallon tank. We have a 10-gallon tank, but it does not have or did not have any lid to it. So my lovely wife orders the screen lid, and the Mad Turtle and I go and pick up the screened lid close to 9 o'clock. Last night. Ooh. Then we get home.
Okay.
And there is a box. It's just a cardboard box. And so I'm like, well, let's go outside on the porch and open said box.
Ooh.
And so we start to open it up. And Marissa's like, they're probably like in a bag, right? I'm like, I'm assuming that's the case. And as we open it up, it's like, oh, no. Nope, they're just all over this box.
Just all over
this is what they are.
Oh, boy.
So we dump the box into the 10-gallon tank, and we put in some blueberries, and I'm like, wait, we're calling it a night. We'll figure this out tomorrow. It was a long day yesterday. We were tired. I'm presuming the crickets were a little tired after their, I don't even know where they got shipped from. I think my wife knows. I didn't even think to ask that. I have no idea how long of a trek the dear 250 crickets made. And so at some point today, we've got to start sorting through our next step with the crickets.
Is that going to happen again?
No.
No.
No. It is darn well better not. We had a long and I think pretty clear discussion about future mailings.
Okay. There we go.
That being said, I think I mentioned before, State College Orthodontics has just... I don't know, 9 or 10 of the coolest pumpkins. They do a pumpkin contest just at their office, and they have the pumpkins on display, and you can vote. And honestly, any one of them would be deserving. And then we go to the pumpkin decorating contest. I think there were 43 or 44 pumpkins in Pack 67 last night. And I'll have to show you some of the pictures. Maybe we can share some of them on. Some very creative kiddos out there.
Ooh.
And really, really nicely done by all involved last night. It is fun just having creative outlets like that to let kiddos have some creative expression. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, I caught the tail end of the gorilla day, the crickets.
Uh-huh.
Are you feeding them to another critter, or are you raising the crickets?
Well, that is not entirely clear at the moment. There really was no game plan, so far as we can tell, other than to get the crickets. The intention is not to feed them to another animal, although we're not ruling out that possibility. At least the adults in our house are not ruling out that possibility.
Now, crickets, as you know, survive the winter as adults in your basement typically, and they, when the furnace kicks on and the time of the year when they decide, hey, I'm going to stretch my cricket legs, they tend to chirp and be annoying.
Uh-huh.
But beyond that, they don't do any destruction to your domicile. I guess they're considered nuisance pests, but I remember my poor mother. Now, she drew the line with rats and rodents as pets. But she
that seems reasonable.
But she put up with my interest in reptiles and lizards, and I had to feed my chameleon mealworms, which is a larvae of, I guess it's kind of a ground beetle.
Yep.
I had to store those things in the refrigerator to slow down their maturation.
Yep.
I'm just preparing you.
we are at our limit with the pets in our household. So we are again, we're trying to figure out exactly. Some of these crickets are going to be we're not keeping 252 crickets. I'll let you know that. Exactly how this is going to be handled, we're still figuring out.
There's a thing called trick or treat coming up. Now, this would be kind of a devious little trick.
Ooh.
It might involve crickets.
I kind of like where your head's at there, and we may follow that lead. I'm just saying.
All right, take care.
Hey, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Oh, maybe not that last one. Before we take a break.
814-954-7266.
We've got to take a break here. Why don't just let them out? Not your house, of course, but go to a forested area and just let them out.
That is a distinct possibility.
Okay.
How many we may keep? I think we will keep a few in the cage just to appease our kiddos' interest. But
now, does your homeowners association know about this?
I don't think so. Okay. Well, now maybe they do.
Let's take
don't
a break.
Don't even get me started.
This could be a whole new problem. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Again, folks, we try to solve problems on this show. If you want to throw one at us, that's why we have a phone line. Now, hold on. We've got to take this break. And then you can let us know how we can help you. Okay. We'll take a break. We'll come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com, made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
WFXX, once again. Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox. It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff Byers and Scott Giese with you. The phone line is again open and available for your use. 814-954-7266. Yes, I'm aware crickets are a wonderful source of protein.
That's true.
I'm aware. That is not what we will be doing with said crickets.
Okay.
Let the record clearly state.
Oh, come on. Goodness. They have that bug day at Penn State every fall. They had it a couple of weeks ago. And years ago, I remember when my girls were just girls.
I had chocolate-covered crickets.
Was it chocolate covered or was it like roasted crickets?
I've had the chocolate covered. I don't know that I've ever had the roasted. The chocolate covered were all right.
I couldn't eat one. I just couldn't. I'm like, it's like, come on, it's okay. I don't. Maybe for you, not for me. Anyway, so let us know what happens with this brood. All right. So you had a rant about homeowners associations last hour. You want to follow this up, or do you want to pass?
It goes back to the busybody. And again, I understand if somebody puts something out on social media, they're presumably wanting people to see it. And so, obviously, you're within your rights to comment on it. To go back to that just for a second. So Kristen Bell, I did find the exact, not everybody has the same sense of humor. I understand that. And there's a lot of humor out there where it's like, well, yeah, if it's a real life, situation, then it's not funny. Right? For many of us, like we're just wired to, I think, find humor in the stuff that is, in actuality, potentially threatening. Like that's how we defuse it. Anyways, if you missed it, Kristen Bell, who I think is a hilarious actress, and she and Dax Shepard or Dax Shepard. I keep calling him Dak. I want to make him Dak Prescott.
No, Dax.
It's D-A-X. Dax Shepard, who is also a very funny actor. Anyways, Kristen Bell captioned a picture of the two of them in a bear hug on their bed. Happy 12th wedding anniversary to the man who once said to me, I would never kill you. A lot of men have killed their wives at a certain point. Even though I'm heavily incentivized to kill you, I never would. Heart. And this has people, because apparently it's domestic violence awareness month. And fine. If you're offended by it, again, what I would do is just then move on.
Yeah.
Anyways, people get worked up about it. So they respond to this, and then, yes, I will get to the Homeowners Association and the advocation of being a busybody in just a moment. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk. Well, you were almost live.
We lost you.
On Let's Talk. Hold on.
Try again.
Went a little too long. I'm sorry. All right. Well, real quickly, you can call back. I will get to you very quickly if you call back. Like immediately.
Like
so, if you called, like we just put you right on
like
the air
right
now.
Okay.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hello.
Good morning.
Go ahead, please.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Fellas, but I wanted to circle back around to something you were talking about on Monday. As I was driving into work, you were talking about the No Kings protests, mm-hmm. and you mentioned the Democrats had no, like you said a lot of things that I kind of agreed with, you know, lack of planning on the Democrats' part. What you did, though, that kind of raised my ears a little bit. You characterized the ACA subsidies, which is why the government's shut down right now. Mm-hmm. You characterized that as a government handout. And now, while I agree with you that the health insurance system is messed up and we need a better one,
mm-hmm.
that's what we have right now. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a subcontractor. I don't work for anybody but myself.
Okay.
I'm struggling to build my own business. I work 40 to 60 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
I have to buy my own insurance through the marketplace. And when those subsidies disappear, it's likely that I'm not going to be able to afford that anymore.
Yeah.
And so I guess, are you saying that I'm taking a handout that I don't deserve?
Caller, first off, this is Scott. You and I are exactly alike. What you just described, me. All right. In other words, I have to buy my own insurance. I had to go to Penny to find something, and I've already gotten the warning notices. Got those? Oh gosh, weeks ago, whenever that was. So, caller, you and I are exactly alike, which is interesting. So I know exactly how you feel. All I'm saying, or if what I was saying actually might have been more yesterday, is this government subsidies are just tax dollars shoveled to people to try to pay for the ridiculous cost of health care. It doesn't solve the problem. We need to actually lower the cost of health care. Nothing the federal government is doing anything. If anything, it's making the problem worse. Because the healthcare companies are like, hold on, the healthcare companies are like, oh, great, the federal government's going to shovel more money in? Well, let's jack up our prices because they'll keep covering. That's what they've been doing for over 10 years now. That's not solving the problem. Now, caller, go ahead.
I agree with you 100%. The healthcare system is an issue, and we may differ on how to fix that. I don't think that healthcare should be a for-profit system. But leaving that aside, taking away the healthcare that we already have without a plan in place and leaving millions of people like you and I holding the bag is not a solution either. So while you may characterize Democrats as not having a solution to the problem, I don't agree with the Republican solution to the problem, which is to just take it away. And I certainly don't agree with taking it away while cutting taxes and creating more loopholes for people who aren't necessarily paying all their taxes. I mean, why do you and I have to pay our taxes?
Well, first off, we can't
take health care away without having while the health care system is not perfect and is problematic, we can't just take it away.
Caller, again, I'm 100% in agreement with you. One thing I'm certain I mentioned yesterday, all right, Republicans are like, yeah, we want to do all these changes. Okay, and then what? And there is no then what. It's just, we're going to do this. Okay, and then what happens? Well, they don't have an answer for that, which is ridiculous. All right, if you're going to pull this away, it's like, okay, what's the new plan going to be? They really don't have a new plan, and that's a problem right now, okay? That's
right.
So, caller, you and I are really in almost total agreement here. And
well, I'm glad to hear that.
For what that's worth, but we've got to make some massive changes. Now, there's the problem. It's going to be a massive change. And politicians normally are not big fans of massive changes. Frankly, neither are a lot of other people. But if we're actually going to get health care going down the right road in this country, it's going to have to be huge changes, which may – yesterday we ran out of time and I didn't have a chance to offer my solution. So maybe you're setting me up to offer my solution, so I'll do that.
Sure.
All right. But in the meantime, we're gonna stop your call. All right. But thank you much.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Don't want you hanging on the phone. All right. There, that sort of thing. All right. Now we started again. Healthcare drives us all nuts because it's so ridiculously expensive in this country. Now, if you follow news, we've had a ton of stories, right? Other countries, especially like medicines and stuff. Why does this particular medicine over in this country cost this? Over here, it's like 10 times the cost. Like, wait a minute, it's the same medicine. All right, well, okay, yeah, that's a bit of a problem. And the whole setup with health insurance and the whole setup. Now, I mentioned yesterday, the answer is not Medicare for all. Sorry, Bernie Sanders, that's not the answer. That would be government-run health care, which in this country would be an unmitigated disaster. How can I say that? Well, have you seen anything the federal government does that really runs well? Can you point out one thing for me? Really, I mean, seriously, you can call in if you have an example of something they run really well. Really well means smooth, no bumps in the road. It means that money is not wasted. It's spent very wisely, not excessively. Find me one thing. All right, there, I'll help you. There is nothing. We all know that. Okay? So if we're going to do something with health care, here's my thought.
Now, and in fairness, it's almost impossible for it's not set up to be run efficiently.
No. Yeah.
That's the nature of a bureaucracy is not for high efficiency. And it's why any bureaucracy, you get to the point, it's what we're seeing with Penn State, and what you're going to have is disagreements on where, to go back to like the dance team, where are you going to try to be more efficient? And no matter what you do, there's going to be people upset and arguing about it. But at some point, yes, you do start to run out of other people's money. If you're the government.
Well, yeah, how about that? Other people's money. There's something to always consider. Again, I mentioned, whenever you see that word subsidy in some fancy schmancy description, take out the word subsidy, put in the words somebody else's money. That's what a subsidy is. We're going to use somebody else's money to somehow help you. Now, some folks don't have a problem with that. I do, because that's not efficient. Now, I've thought about this a lot. The only solution, the only solution is, first off, just unfettered competition with healthcare providers. I mean unfettered competition. They need to, and we talked about this a little bit, they need to advertise how much everything costs in advance. Now, folks, we do that with everything else we do, don't we? Imagine going to a car dealer. You need a car. Or your car broke down or something. You were in a wreck. I don't know, something like that. You need a vehicle. Imagine you go to a car dealer and you find a vehicle. I like that one. Okay. And you sign on the dotted line. And then afterwards, okay, here's how much this is going to cost. We would never stand for that, would we? Because it's surprise. Wait a minute. Hold on. I signed. I had no idea. How often does that happen with healthcare? All the time. You don't find out how much it actually costs until afterward. We had a caller yesterday. What was his story? He was at a facility here for 8 hours or something, and he later gets a bill for $36,000, is what our one caller said yesterday.
Yeah.
So this was here. This wasn't some far-off place. This was here.
Yeah.
He was at a facility for 8 hours recently. And afterwards, he gets a bill for $36,000. Are you kidding? And somebody sent that bill with a straight face. All right? Now, first off, the healthcare industry is going to fight this tooth and nail because they're making tons of money. Health insurance companies, as part of that, are making lots of money. Do you really think they just want to give that up? Of course they don't. Doesn't matter if it's not affordable for you. It only matters what they're making. That's from a business angle, that's what they see. Now, unfettered competition means unfettered competition. For instance, and again, I really don't understand this one. I assume, folks, you know this. You can only get certain health insurances. Pennsylvania, you know, if you live in Pennsylvania, these are the health insurance companies you're allowed to have dealings with. There are hundreds of health insurance companies across the country. You do not have choice. You have a very small list that you can choose from because you're from Pennsylvania. Now, if I was in some other state, it would be the same deal. Well, you're allowed to have these. Why? All right. Now, other folks have mentioned this. We need to open that. You should be able to get whatever health insurance plan you want. If it's from a company from California, fine. All right. You do some actual shopping and dealing, and you find out what's best for you. We do that with other things. Why don't we do it with health insurance? That's ridiculous. And I should be able to go to wherever I want to go for a health procedure. I shouldn't be limited in-network, out-of-network, and all this baloney. Why do we do that? Well, because of protectionism, I guess you would call it, all right? And that drives up prices. Unfettered competition lowers prices every time it's tried. think about all the different things out there. All right, you're going to go to the store today, a grocery store, and you want a loaf of bread. All right, so what do? You go to the bread aisle. Now imagine, you're only allowed to purchase, you know, these two or three types of breads. You're not allowed to have those breads over there. Oh, excuse me? I want to get the loaf of bread that I want to get. So you got the bread aisle, you got all this bread there. Okay, I think I like that one. I'm going to buy that one. You can't do that with health care in this country. Why? It's ridiculous. Let me localize this. All right, if you're a longtime listener, Scott here, I have a cochlear implant, which I got a year and a half ago because I have hearing issues. I've had it for years. For whatever reason, the past couple of years, it kind of picked up speed. I don't know why. Nobody can tell me. But I was going deaf. Actually, very bad tinnitus or tinnitus, which essentially is sort of like going deaf. I can't make out what people are saying, stuff like that. I can't hear the microwave beeping in my house. Even though it's beeping away, I can't hear it. So I got a cochlear implant about a year and a half ago. I'm very happy to a point. I mean, I'll never have the hearing I once had. I just won't. But at least I can hear conversations, and I'm doing okay. I went to Johns Hopkins for this, mainly because my wife put her foot down. Boy, did she do it. She put her foot down. We're going to Johns Hopkins, she says. I'm like, whoa, okay. Sure enough, they took me in. They looked at my stuff. They're like, yeah, you really need this, sir. So Johns Hopkins was awesome. I can't say enough great things about them. They're great. The surgery was perfect. I've had no complications. I've heard some horror stories from a couple other people. Didn't have any of that. I'm very, very happy. Okay. So imagine, all right, I get this cochlear implant. This is unfettered competition that I get to choose what healthcare provider I want to go to. And sometimes, of course, you can't do that, can you? No, you're not allowed. I want to go. I need cochlear implant surgery. So I'll back up a year and a half. I need surgery. Where am I going to go? It would be interesting, first off, if the health insurance company works with anybody. Anybody, not just certain people. No, anybody, any outlet out there. And so the health insurance company maybe lets me know, okay, for this procedure, this is how much we're going to cover. And they let me know that in advance without just, and no hiding. And so then the idea is, okay, let's go out and find the best deal. The one that I like. So I'm going to check out Johns Hopkins. I'm going to check out Mount Nittany. I'm going to check out Geisinger. I'm going to check out Penn Highlands. Not around here, but I'm going to check out UPMC, which is all over the state except here. All right, fine, whatever. I'm going to check out Penn State Health, Hershey Medical Center. I'm going to check out all these ones. I want to find out who's going to give me what I really want. Maybe the best price. Maybe it's the best service. Maybe it's the best, you know, stuff, quality, whatever. And I realize that, okay, I'm the consumer. I get to choose. So I'm going to choose whatever. Maybe I choose an outlet that is not the least expensive. Well, the health insurance company tells me in advance, look, this is how much we're going to cover. If you go with these guys, you're going to be paying a little more. I make the decision, okay, I don't have a problem. I will do that. Rather than, okay, you can only go certain ways. That's crazy. Now, this would take, and these health outlets, of course, and Donald Trump has mentioned this more than once, total transparency with pricing in healthcare. Why don't we have that? When I walk into my doctor's office, I should know immediately how much this costs. You're going to get an X-ray, sir. Okay, how much does that cost, please? I want to know in advance, not afterward. How much is that? I'm trying to think, when was this? A couple of years ago, several years ago, I went and had a doctor appointment, and the doctor's like, well, do you think you'd like to get a blood test? And I'm thinking, no, okay, I think I'm perfectly fine, but all right, we'll get a blood test. So I got a blood test, and of course, I got a bill for like $400 afterwards, and I'm thinking, if I had known that in advance, I would not have ordered the blood test, because I didn't really need it. I was simply curious to say, okay, tell me what you think. Nobody mentioned in advance, oh, by the way, Scott, that's going to be $400. If they had, I would have immediately said, okay, fine, forget it, not doing it. All right, at least not right now, not doing it. That never came up until the bill shows up after it takes place. Folks, that's crazy. That's insane and nuts. If we actually want to control health care, we have got to bring the prices down. The only way to bring the prices down is unfettered competition where the consumer has the power on choosing what's going to happen with them or what options they have. Not with this current setup. Now, that's a massive change. And right now, at least, I can't find one politician willing to stand up, with maybe the exception, maybe, of Rand Paul, willing to stand up to say, you know what, he's right. That's what we need to do. Because, again, the healthcare industry, which is supposed to be one-sixth of our economy, that's big, they would fight this tooth and nail. Is it possible? You know, I was just at a health facility recently. I'm walking in, walking around. There's a lot of people working in that facility. Do we really need that many people? Now, God forbid we're saying that about the federal government right now. Do we really need that many people in government offices doing things? Can't they do what they need to do with less people? Now, that's not sacrilege, and that's not evil and too harsh. It means we don't have money to pay for all this stuff. Well, on the healthcare side, is it possible they've been hiring? All right, we got too many folks doing all the maybe we need to cut back there. Yes, it would mean health companies would need to do some cutbacks for a change. All right, you don't see very much of that, or at least it did not get publicized. If we're going to change health care, that's the only way we're going to lower costs. If all we're going to do is shovel more tax dollars at the problem, that doesn't solve the problem. It actually makes it worse. Health companies are like, all right, the government's going to keep chucking in money. Great, we'll keep jacking up our rates. If they're going to keep chucking in more money, hey, we win. Meanwhile, the consumer, you and me, we lose. How long is that going to continue? Whew, that was a long rant. Sorry.
No,
it's crazy.
It is.
It's insane. And we allow it. We allow it to continue. Why?
In part, it's because the majority of us don't see the costs. And this is just kind of across the board. It's like, well, I'm paying $50 or whatever it may be, depending on what you're paying a small fraction. And again, that's what you're concerned with, and understandably, and rightfully so. Like, I just want to know what I have to pay. And unless you get the $36,000 bill.
Yeah, that other guy.
If your bill is, you know, several hundred for a major procedure or $20 for a checkup or whatever it may be, it's like, okay, well, that seems reasonable. Meanwhile, a lot of this stuff is like, they are charging exorbitant amounts for routine stuff that doesn't really cost that much, like shouldn't have that cost associated with it. But then, you know, the other side of it is, all right, well, how much of that money then goes back into research? As you said, if there was transparency, all right, where is this money going to? Like, you're charging X amount over what the cost is. Why? How much of that is administrative costs? How much of that is, hey, we just have a chance here to get a little extra cash into our pockets? So, you know, and listen, a lot of medical facilities also do wonderful work with charities, advertise. So could that be cut back? Yeah, there's going to be impacts. There's going to be long-term impacts. No question. But again, if it's like, all right, well, X amount goes toward, us partnering with other agencies, that's fine. That's part of the equation, too, and that should be happening to some degree. But, yeah, most of us just have zero idea. It's like, all right, well, I'm paying $20. Well, I have no idea what they're actually charging or where that money's coming from or where it's going to. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning. You guys really have touched a nerve with me. I've been self-employed for a number of years and have dealt with the marketplace plans. And for years, I was on a cooperative, health sharing cooperative plan, which encourages you to negotiate pricing. So
yep.
I can tell you firsthand, when you go in to check on, say, a colonoscopy, how much does a colonoscopy cost? it could be anywhere from $2,500 to $25,000. So I personally eventually got to a point where I had to do one, and when I got the final bill, it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $7,000. And then I called our local health care provider and said, hey, I'm self-pay. And they negotiated a 55% discount right on the spot.
Wow.
So to your point, what does this cost? If you go into a very well-regarded auto repair shop on North Atherton Street, they have a board that lists what their pricing is for certain services.
Yep.
Why can't we have such a thing in healthcare?
Because the healthcare industry doesn't want you to know that information.
Oh, I agreed. There's all kinds of contracts negotiated between the insurance companies and healthcare providers. If we knew as the consumer, to Scott's point earlier, we could negotiate better. We could have a higher level of expectation for quality of care, service, and the cost of the service.
Yeah, I mean, health insurance, really what it should be, first off, not getting rid of health insurance. I know the Bernie Sanders crowd, that's what they want. No. The health insurance company's job should be to negotiate, like you said, with different outlets to get you, the consumer, the best deal or the deal that you really want to get. And that's not the way it works. It's pretty much just go, we'll cover something. Percentage, you know, we'll find out in the end how much it costs. That's nuts. That's totally insane.
It is.
I totally agree. One other thing, if I may, for another minute. My wife just went on to Social Security, so we've been in the marketplace, and I was excited. She was getting Medicare, and I was excited that our health care premiums would go down. Well, I was surprised to find out that the way the marketplace works is it looks at your household income, whether you're two people or four people makes a difference, or, you know, whatever the number of members of your family are. But my premium went up just for me now. So we're a two-person household now. So my premium after my wife goes on to Medicare goes up. It's now more than it was when both of us were on the healthcare marketplace together.
About that. Caller, you're another person. You and I are pretty alike. We're in our 60s and so on. And before you go on Medicare, that area from like 60 to 65, you get screwed big time. And it sounds like you and me are both in the screw mode. They're turning the screws on us.
Yeesh.
And they didn't even take us to dinner first.
Yeah. Come on. Should have had a glass of wine or something. You know? All right. We got to take a break.
Yeah,
thanks for your call.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks for the perspective. You too.
And there's probably a million stories out there, right? All of you have a similar type story of something. Now, if you're having a heart attack, you don't have time to negotiate. They take you to a hospital because minutes count. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about, I can have this procedure. Well, what am I going to do? We need to know that stuff. But not one politician is willing to stand up to the healthcare industry and say, you've got to change because this is no longer sustainable. Nobody is willing to do it. How about that?
Well, and just, I'll save that thought. Let's take a break here. We will be back much more with our Open Phone Wednesday edition of Let's Talk coming your way next.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golic, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, the phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right, if you'd like to chime in. Now, I tell you what, I'm going to throw out a challenge. Let's see if somebody takes me up on my challenge. All right, this is two local reporters, and we know you guys are listening. Come on. Thank you, by the way. We'll call you out. Center Daily Times, statecollege.com, Center County Gazette, WJAC, WTAJ-TVs. All right, one of you. Now, here's the thing. I've been a journalist one way or another my entire working career. So I got the background, got the experience, blah, blah, blah. Reporters love to win awards. Oh, yes. And you put them up on the wall. Hey, I won an award, you know, for this, or I won an award for that. Like anything else, people like to win awards. I've got a potential award-winning story here for you, and all you have to do is cover it. I've seen this done elsewhere. To my knowledge, I've never seen it done here, but the timing is right. And here's all you've got to do. All right, you reporters out there, one outlet, maybe more than one outlet, that'd be interesting. All you've got to do, first off, is sit down, maybe use AI or something, and come up with a list of, we'll call it common health procedures. All right, the one caller mentioned colonoscopy.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to do what to me? Okay. That's one. Maybe a heart bypass or something. You know, maybe not something that's gigantic, like, well, it could be surgeries and so on, or other different types. You know, you need an X-ray on your knee. Okay, come up with a list of, we'll call it, common healthcare procedures, and then go to all of our local or regional outlets. Now, that would be Geisinger, Penn State Health, Mount Nittany, Penn Highlands. Not around here, but put UPMC in there, because UPMC is kind of close by, like in nearby counties and so on. Maybe there's another one there that I'm blanking on right now. I don't know. Go to all those facilities, you know, contact the appropriate person and say, we're doing this story. Would you please tell us what is the charge for these procedures? How much do you charge to get an X-ray of your knee? How much do you charge for a colonoscopy? How much do you charge for? And you got your list. Now, one of two things is going to happen. One is that the healthcare outfit is going to find ways to finagle, like, well, we don't exactly share that information. Okay, I'll make sure to include that in my story. Or the healthcare outlet will say, well, okay, at our place, for a colonoscopy, we charge this. Boink. If you're going to get an x-ray of your knee, this is the basic charge. Boink. And so on. And then you get your list, and then you write your story, and you have a nice table, you know, like a graph and so on, where you can compare prices. Where I have seen this done in the past, the one caller kind of mentioned it, sometimes you have wide disparities on the cost of a, now he mentioned a colonoscopy, and you're looking at this like, well, wait a minute, it's a colonoscopy. How does this place charge this while this place charges, whoa! Wouldn't you like to know that? I would. That, and then follow up with follow-up stories like, why are there such differences between the costs for the same procedure? Why is this? I assume there are logical reasons. And then do a follow-up story or stories on that. All right, you intrepid reporters, you want a really good story angle? I just gave you one. Why don't you try that? All right, I think we have a call.
We do. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yes, this topic could continue on for weeks and months.
Yep,
but, yeah, it could.
Hey, I wanted to go back to the 70s. So back in the day, so we had major medical then, so it was just primarily surgeries and occasional antibiotics. And there was an accusation against the medical industry. There was too many unnecessary surgeries. Tonsils in particular, appendicitis, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then we had all these lawsuits. And then because nobody wants to run a business and then be driven out of business because of a lawsuit and the cost of insuring your business, your medical business, then we got into all these diagnostics. And guess who bought up the diagnostics? The surgeons. They, as a group, they bought up all the diagnostics, and you couldn't get the surgery until you did the diagnostics. Now, since then, with Obamacare, or the Affordable Health Care Act, and that was written by the insurance company, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you recall that.
Yes, they had a lot of input. That's true.
And that's called your lobbyist influence. And I'm pretty sure, like in the 80s, when the local surgeons all got together and created diagnostics, the insurance company probably created a medical system that would benefit them. And as I said yesterday, I'm not hopeful. It's going to have to collapse. This lobbyist, they have made so much money. They're right up there in the top four. And I want to get back to corn sugar. Yeah, we have an ag lobby, too. And if you want to see the full story on corn sugar, and I agree with you, when I was a kid, we were drinking cane sugar, sometimes beet, you know, sugar from beets.
Right.
It wasn't corn syrup. But since then, we had yields of about 100 bushels per acre, 120 bushels. Now at 300. We have a lot of corn. And nobody wants to produce more than the consumer can handle. So look where corn goes. Corn goes half in your gas tank and half in your tummy. And it's stupid. Because when you put it in your gas tank, you use fossil fuels to grow it for about the same energy you get out of it. That's called pouring the milk down the drain, which we did back in the 70s, too, to keep up milk prices. So I guess what I'm asking for from my local journalists, get a little more sophisticated. Yeah, these stories have been out there, but nobody's covered them. And I think as a nation, we're kind of, we're really... not quite sure where our dollars end up, and we get caught up in these emotional arguments, and that's not a good way to vote. But
okay.
I'll let you go with that. It's a huge topic.
Yes.
Well, I would like to Well, another thing I would throw out there, even the Greeks understood there's two types of professionals you want to see. When you actually have a treatable disease, you see a physician. When you're looking at the end of your life, you see a priest, and you see if somebody's going to take care of your pain. And I think those two things, end-of-life care and health care, should be definitely separated.
Okay.
And that was another issue that came up during COVID. We've got some, and I'm not saying Pennsylvania, as you said, each state seems to manage this a little differently. But if you go out to the West Coast, and I think Washington, Oregon, California, they include in health care death care. And to me, that's just weird. I don't want to be looking at my doctor on Monday. He's treating me for the extension of my life. And then on Tuesday, the insurance company says, terminate.
Yes.
Just look at those subsidies during COVID. That was some weird stuff.
Yes.
All right, take care, guys.
All right,
yeah, there was a lot of weird stuff in terms of the spending. Well, in terms of everything surrounding COVID.
The power of panic.
Spending included, for sure. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll have a final segment. We can continue this discussion or go other directions if you so choose. That's fine. Yeah, there's a lot there to unpack, and whether we get to it today or sometime later this week or in the future days, there's a couple other components here that I think are important to the discussion as well, just in terms of how we approach things as a society. We'll be right back after this.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebrationville of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News & World Report 2025 ranked Celebrationville of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now, that's a great accolade. Celebrationville of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family members' needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
few minutes remaining on this Wednesday edition of Let's Talk. Phone line is available for your use at 814-954-7266 if you want to weigh in on the healthcare discussion. And it is certainly a multifaceted discussion. And we haven't even hit on all of the different components to it, because we were talking about the pharmaceutical angle the other day and how we tend to treat these symptoms instead of getting to the underlying cause. And I think we just do this in general. It's like, all right, let's throw more money. We can throw a Band-Aid on things and keep throwing more money at it. And it's like, okay, or we could try to address what's underlying, what's actually causing the issue. Now, the struggle there becomes, I don't want the government telling us what we can and can't eat. And there are people, we know them, that it's like, and you can do this with any phase of your life, call them lucky or whatever, that there are people that eat like crap. And they are skinny, they seem to be healthy, and they just...
Not fair.
They eat, and there are other people, and I know them, who... And they're genuinely, there is some underlying metabolism issues or whatever it may be. And it's like they're actually being pretty careful with what they eat, and they can't lose weight. And there's other people that can't gain weight. I mean, so there's all kinds of things. And some of it is, it's genetics, and either you won the lottery or you got extremely unfortunate. But then in addition to that, like the person who's eating three meals of beer and ice cream daily, you're not helping your cause the way somebody that eats a lot of, roughage
return of roughage! Yay!
And consuming large quantities of water and staying away from the sweets and all of that stuff, right? So to what degree do you reward people for, and again, this is across the board, right? Your insurance goes up if you've gotten into a bunch of accidents. Well, there is some luck involved with that, right? Like there are people out there who are reckless drivers. I see them every day.
Uh-huh.
And they're not, It doesn't seem like they ever get pulled over. They're a bunch of near misses, but they don't get into accidents. Well, they're doing worse things than maybe somebody that gets into two accidents in a year where neither is their fault. It's like, man, well, that was just really, really unfortunate, circumstances. And you can go right down the line. There are people that you know, it's like, man, how do they get away with that? And then there's other people and it's like, boy, they just seem like,
no matter what they do, the
system works against them. So that's one part of it. If you're eating healthy, if you're making the right lifestyle choices, it is less likely. Doesn't rule out the possibility that you're going to have health issues, but less likely. So from an insurance standpoint, right, somebody that's getting into a bunch of accidents on a regular basis, yeah, you're going to be paying more insurance than the person who for 10 years hasn't had a speeding citation even. So to what degree do we factor that in? And I want to get into the profit component because I think it plays into effect on the judicial system as well, and it's just interesting where we do and do want the for-profit model to be in place. And I could argue either side of several of these, to be honest with you. We are out of time. We're going to be back with a lot more discussion tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.